Hi, this is Sue Painter, the Confident Marketer. You can reach my website at www.confidentmarketer.com. But today I'm talking about a topic I don't normally talk about, and that is how our health can actually sabotage our business and keep us from having the success that we want financially. This is kind of a new topic for me, but today I got the opportunity to interview Sheila Wagner, who lives out in the San Francisco Bay Area and has for over 30 years now studied how the fact that we feel bad not only affects our emotional and physical state, but actually sabotages the work we do in our businesses. There are four health symptoms that will sabotage your business more than any others. Those are your energy level and why your energy is the way it is, whether you are a morning lark, a night owl, someone who is, as Sheila puts it, wired but tired all the time. If you are energetic in the nighttime, all of those things, those patterns and how your energy ebbs and flows can seriously sabotage the work you do. The second health symptom we talked about today was pain. Whether pain is an acute pain or a chronic pain or something that comes and goes, a recurrent pain, all of those things can have very subtle effects on our psyche and on how we move through the world and really cause us to cut out activities that will help us to build our business. So, for instance, if you, like me, have arthritis and the pain of that really hampers your going to a networking event and standing on your feet on concrete and talking to people, that health symptom actually does sabotage me sometimes and sabotages others who have the same problem. So pain can cause us to seek comfort and to isolate ourselves rather than getting out and doing our business. The third thing we talked about today was focus and memory. I did not realize that if you are 40 or over, you already are having changes in your brain that are causing you to lose short-term memory. And short-term memory is what is really critical to business. If you can't remember names, if you forget that someone called you, if you introduce yourself at a networking event and then can't remember anyone's business or what they do, those are the short-term memory issues that can start to sabotage your business. Focus and memory are affected by poor blood sugar and by changes in hormones as we age for both men and women, as well as stress. There are ways that you can work around that to increase your focus and clear your memory. And the fourth thing we talked about today was excess weight. There are many negative effects of excess weight that we all know, things like harming our cardiovascular systems or our joints or being harmful to our spine or our feet. But more than that, carrying excess weight really also creates often a sluggish mind and really changes the view we have of ourselves and our self-esteem. So those four things, energy, pain, focus and memory, and excess weight, are four health symptoms that really will sabotage your business and the success that you have in the business world. Now, there are things you can do to alleviate these. One of them is to find out which foods work best for you. There will be foods that you have more of an intolerance to than others or are more sensitive to, and there are ways to work around that so that those insensitivities or intolerances or maybe even flat-out food allergies can quit affecting you. You can also know your blood sugar and learn how to balance your blood sugar, what foods you will react to, what ways to put together food. One of the tips that Sheila shared today was eight steps, in her eight steps program that she has, is to never eat a carb all by itself, to always pair it with something else, and she teaches people how to do that. And then finally, we talked a little bit about detoxification and cleansing the body's system, how that can actually change not only pain levels and memory levels and energy levels, but of course also help you to lose weight, even though detoxification is not a diet. I was just really struck by the level of knowledge that Sheila had and how much these things really do sabotage us, not only in our personal lives, but in our business lives. If this is a topic that is of interest to you, you can check out you can find out more information from Sheila by going